Leading Nation, welcome to another episode of the Grow Like Leading Company podcast. As always, I want to start off by thanking you for sharing the show, for subscribing, rating, and reviewing on iTunes. Honestly, you guys are way too good for me, or to me, and for me, probably. And that is the reason we keep putting out the show. Thank you so much for the feedback. Facebook group, you guys are just, and gals are an amazing group of human beings. As always, if you're listening to the podcast, check out the YouTube channel. If you're watching us on YouTube, take us on the road by subscribing to the podcast. No matter where you are listening or getting this content, everything we offer, all the tools we have to make your life easy to create systems to grow your cleaning company is all at growmycleaningcompany.com. I know currently this is, we're recording October 31st on Halloween. Currently, there is a free on-demand training there. It's pretty deep. Especially if you're getting started in the category of cleaning company. Check it all out, growmycleaningcompany.com. Today, we are chatting with Scott Albaugh from SJ Cleaning Solutions. SJ Solutions Cleaning Solutions have been serving the Mount Vernon, Ohio area with commercial cleaning services for just coming up on a year now. Scott, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Mike. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, glad to have you, man. So tell us a little bit about you. Are you married? Do you have kids? How'd you get in the business? We want to know everything.
Okay. Yes, I'm married and I have a stepdaughter who's 13.
And congratulations, then. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Depending she's absolutely wonderful. So yeah, we're real happy family, so we're good. But as far as cleaning goes, it's kind of a strange story. I'm trained as a biologist. So I have no background in cleaning or business. My background is in wildlife biology, and
what'd you do
I lost my job.
What job did you lose? What'd you do before you started in the cleaning business?
I was a assistant professor at a community college in Southeast Ohio.
Gotcha.
And so they like colleges do, they run into financial issues and had to lay some folks off, and I was one of those folks. So, you know, I did what a lot of people do when they get laid off and you kind of sit around and mope for about 6 or 8 months. And you're like, oh man, you know, what am I going to do with my life?
How did that
and,
pay?
The
moping, how did that pay? Good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
moping pays whatever unemployment pays you.
So fantastic, right? You were living the life. You probably bought a boat in that point.
Right. No, no.
What?
No. I was just, you know, watching the bank account, more money's going out, it's coming in, and you sit there and you watch that and you're like, oh man, what am I gonna do? So my wife had talked to someone who had cleaned the doctor's office. And they're like, man, we go in and clean this doctor's office and, you know, we make this much money a month. And so she started doing some research and came to me one day, she's like, what do you think about having a cleaning business? And I said, I don't know. I don't know anything about it. And I was open to it because I had to do something.
And she's and pretty much so, given any suggestion that'll get you off the couch and out of the house, I'm guessing, at this point. Like, hey, how about you get out of here and do some work?
All right. Quit sitting around eating potato chips and go do something. So I started doing some research. And I'm like, man, you know, there's all kinds of opportunities. And it's not just a field where I can get by. Because, I mean, if anybody knows anything about salaries of community college professors, they're not great. I'm not buying boats and doing stuff as a professor, but you know, I can work in the cleaning business and own a cleaning business and actually have a great lifestyle. And so then I just started learning about it. And my wife at the time worked at a restaurant in town that she was managing, and she talked to a lot of folks in our community. And we live in a small community in central Ohio and sort of got a feel for what the need was in the community, because she'd have the same customers coming in. And a lot of folks were saying, oh yeah, we need janitorial services in our office. And a lot of folks were saying, we need carpet cleaners. And so I started researching carpet cleaning and janitorial, and just kind of, it led me to this path where it's like, all right, you know, I'm going to do this. And I was at a place where, by the time I got there, I had to make money right now, you know, because the unemployment was gone and the bank account's getting lower and lower. And so I need to start making money. So I bought a carpet cleaning machine, a portable machine. I bought a trailer. I hooked it up to my Subaru and I started going around to restaurants and started cleaning carpets. And that's how I got started. Then we got a couple of janitorial accounts, and we did all of our marketing. This is interesting. We did all of our marketing for mostly like last January and February. It was all door to door. So I think we put one ad in a newspaper, but other than that, everything's been door to door, word of mouth. And that's gotten us through to now, the end of October. But I know that's not long-term sustainable. So eventually I'm going to have to ramp that up. But so, it is kind of cool to live in a community where it's like word of mouth and people get to know you. And, there's not a whole lot of high intense marketing I had to do right off the bat.
Cool. So I love the background and welcome to the cleaning business. And I would agree. You were right. The opportunity here is fantastic. I have owned, and this isn't from a guy that's like, hey, I've been in the cleaning business the last 20 years. It's all I know. I haven't been in the cleaning business for 20 years. I had a commercial cleaning company in 1990. I think I sold it in 99. So almost 20 years ago. And I've had a car dealership, manufacturing, construction, all sorts of businesses since then. And when I sold my last brick and mortar business and kind of semi-retired and decided to help other owners, I chose a cleaning business because of all the business I was in, I thought I had the most opportunity for the quickest growth. I love the recurring income. I love that it's cash positive. A lot of the businesses I've been in are cash negative. When you grow really fast, it sucks cash, so you have to have credit or bank access. None of that's the case with cleaning company. You can start with low. It's cheap to get in. You don't have to have a huge business background. There's low risk. There's recurring income. You can get paid up front. There's all sorts of good stuff. So I just want to encourage you that kind of your thoughts and your premise of, hey, I think I can make not just get by, but have a very good lifestyle in this business. I would agree with 1,000%. That said, what can I help you with today? What's going on in your world? I can give you some help and get you unstuck or moving forward right now.
All right. So the place where I'm at right now is being a guy who's come from scratch, who's built it from nothing. And what I've built is we have a couple janitorial accounts. I have a couple recurring carpet accounts. Monthly what I've got coming in is sustainable. It pays my bills and then it all goes away. And then the next month it comes in, it pays the bills and it goes away. I'm not in a place where, and I'm doing a lot of this work. So I'm doing the work and we have a couple of people that are sort of like 1099 contractors that we just kind of send out to kind of give me a break when I need it. So I want to get over the hump and I want to get to a place where, okay, now I've got money coming in. I can reinvest into the business. I can buy new equipment. I can hire some people full time, like for real. So I'm kind of in this weird little area. And I think a lot of people have probably been in this area where you're like in between. And so I want to move forward. So my question is, how do I go from starting from scratch, getting to the awkward place where you're floating on the bubble, and then becoming profitable and becoming, getting over that hump and getting the cash flow coming in?
Okay. So right now you say the business is paying your bills. Is it paying its own it's paying for itself, whatever businesses are associated with the company, plus your personal bills, or it's only paying for its own bills? It's paying your personal bills as well.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So without getting into a ton of detail, what you don't need to share, I just want to give you and Cleaning Nation some standards to go by. A lot of times people say, oh, my company's not making any money. What it really means is their personal expenses are $3,000 a month and their cleaning company's only making them $3,000 a month. Well, that doesn't mean it's not profitable. Yeah. It just means it happens. Your expenses have nothing to do with, your expenses might be 20 grand a month and they might be $1,000 a month. That has nothing to do with the profitability of your cleaning company. So we always want to look at our cleaning company in and of itself. And we're looking for, because again, on a real company where you're not doing the work yourself, we're looking for, in commercial cleaning, anywhere from 10 on the low end to probably 20 on the high end percent profit. Okay. So if you are making $10,000, if your company's bringing in $10,000 a month, and let's just go in the middle and say you're making 15%, that's only a $1,500 a month profit. If you want a $3,000 profit, you'd have to build to $20,000, or no, hold on, I can't do the math, but you'd have to increase your revenue. So I'm guessing right now what's happening is you don't have a quote unquote real company and that you're doing all the work. So you've got a decently paying job, right? If you went out and worked as a carpet cleaner or as a janitor, you would get paid less than you're getting paid now, but you can't really scale because if you're cleaning, nobody's running the company. Is that a fair synopsis? Right.
That's very fair. Yes.
Okay. So we've got a two-step process for you. First and foremost, we've got to get you out of the business. So I wouldn't have step one is make more money, because right now you've got a poor foundation. That foundation is you sell jobs, you buy the equipment, you buy the supplies, you go out and clean them, you collect the money, you service the account, you do customer service, you do when you do the billing. If there's something to be done, you do it, which is right. Okay if you want a decent paying job, but not okay if you want to build a company. What I hear you saying is you want to build a company. Is that fair? Or am I putting words in your mouth?
No, that is absolutely true.
Okay. So that's the first step is right now we're making good money, but we're kind of cheating, right? We're eating our seeds instead of planting seeds that will grow and bring us fruit forever. We're eating our seeds really quick. So first and foremost, we've got to get you out of cleaning. Before we start growing, we want to transition to the place. And I love helping people. I've helped probably dozens of owners of cleaning companies through this process. It's a fun process where we move towards, you make the same money, right? Maybe 2 or 3 months from now, you make the same money, but instead of doing cleaning, you're running your company. That's a huge step forward. And sometimes it can feel like not a step forward because you're like, I'm not making any more money. I get that. Mm-hmm. But the fact that you go from working, I'll make it up, 30 hours a week cleaning and maybe another 20 hours a week working on your business or in your business, but not cleaning, to 0 hours cleaning and all of your time freed up to work on your business is a huge shift. So I wouldn't try and grow before you make that shift. You haven't built your foundation right. So you're like, hey, how do I build a second store in this house? Whoa, hold on. Your foundation's still no good. So step one is to transition you out of the cleaning. The way that you're going to do that is, in the clean profit method, step two, we talk about bidding and billing. That's going to be the key. Most of the time when people say, I can't afford not to clean, they bid based on them cleaning themselves and they counted their labor as free, right? Which is crazy because your labor is not free. So we have to make sure that we go through all of our bids and that the bids are done properly. And we bid the same, whether you're going to be cleaning or someone else is going to be cleaning, because no matter who's cleaning, we pay them the same $12 an hour. And I get maybe it's 14, maybe it's 10, but whatever. It is what it is. Your people aren't going to go, oh, Scott, you're going to come clean this? Oh, well, charge us double. You get paid exactly the same whether you clean it or you find some machine to clean it or you pay someone a nickel to clean it or you pay someone $1 million. It's worth the same to them. So we got to get out of the, oh, it's cheaper somehow, which is insane, if I clean it versus if someone else cleans it. It's the same price. So I have a feeling your bidding's not right. I would start with step two of the clean profit method and get that fixed. The second piece is we got to make sure the cash flow's right. A lot of times, certainly as new business owners, A, we're not confident enough to charge what we should charge because people tell us, oh, that's too expensive. I can get it done for half. And we don't have the experience to go, then go get it done for half, right? I'm only looking for customers that pay, not customers that are mooches and negotiate. The second thing is certainly in the commercial side, we get a lot of, oh, we pay net 30, we pay net 45, we pay net whatever, which means you do the work today, you send me a bill when the work's all complete, and then net 30 would mean a month from that we'll pay you. But then oftentimes they don't even keep their word and they pay they'll negotiate you to net 30 and actually pay you net 51. The problem with that is, aside from the stress, and now you're having to spend a bunch of time in collections and all that sort of stuff, they're effectively treating you like a bank. And most of the places that you're cleaning are going to be a larger company than you. So it's ridiculous if you've got a restaurant doing $3 million a year and you've got your little company probably at this point doing less than $100,000 a year. And they're like, hey, we're going to use you as a bank. We want you to pay payroll and then hang out and then pay all the expenses. And then a month or so later, we'll pay you back. We'd like basically an interest-free loan for you. And you haven't run our credit. You don't know if we're credit worthy. You don't know anything. But we just want $1,000 or $2,000 loan. And we're going to negotiate that in the terms. And because we're new and we're not experienced, we go, okay, I guess that's how it is, right? Or they'll go, oh, we work right with the big boys, and that's how they do it. They do however they want. It's my money. And my money is you pay in advance. So we cover all that in step two, the clean profit method. That's what I'd recommend you really dig in. Make sure your bidding and billing are correct. If that foundation is not built, there's nothing we can do to grow you, right? It makes no sense to grow you. If you're bidding jobs that aren't profitable and you're billing them in such a way that is cash flow negative, meaning even if it is profitable, it costs you money to grow, it doesn't make sense to grow. So we got to get that foundation first, right? The bidding and billing need to be fixed. Once you get that done and you know that you're profitable, now you'll have the money to start transitioning out of cleaning. And you kind of nailed it on the head earlier with, hey, I've got some guys that help me. A lot of people want to kind of do this all or nothing thing. They want to go from I clean 30 hours a week to I clean 0 hours a week. Well, that's not feasible. I shouldn't say it's not feasible, but it's not. It's painful and it's difficult. That's not the way I'd recommend. What we want to do is, and I don't like full time cleaners, by the way. Certainly with commercial cleaning, my favorite jobs are the 5 days a week, 2 or 3 person team working 3 or 4 hours a night, and that's their whole job. right? A lot of my best workers when I had cleaning company, a cleaning company, were guys that had jobs and families and they just needed a little extra money, and they wanted to work hard, and they'd come in and work from 5 to 8 or 5 to 9, 3-5 nights a week. And that's it, right? We didn't have to have a whole 40-hour week for them, right? Because it's a weird schedule. So I'd start part-time and then maybe just hire one guy who's a partner. So if you're cleaning 5 hours a night, you hire a guy and he cleans with you, right? And then in that extra time that you're saving, you can start doing some marketing. So don't go right from, I got to hire. First of all, no more equipment. That's the nice thing about commercial cleaning. You don't need much equipment. So if you get a carpet cleaner that works, for crying out loud, that's enough. If you're going to put money into anywhere, put it into marketing. We don't need equipment. Yeah, we need, gotcha. Yeah. So step one is bidding and billing. That's step two in the, oddly enough, your step one is step two in the clean profit method, bidding and billing. Step two is to get you out of the business. And that would really be kind of step 7 and 8. We talk about how to systematize that, but just really it's getting the confidence. So once you're billing properly, you'll have the money to hire people. And then step three is marketing. And that's huge. So, and that's where we go all over that in step four of the clean profit method. The huge thing is, not so many people start where you started. Where do I go? I do this or I do that. Is this method correct? Is this market right? Should I be on Facebook? Should I be door to door? Should I be in this magazine, this newspaper ad, this association, this? There's just infinite amount of opportunities and people trying to get your money. Wrong question. The right question is, who is my target market? What is their pain and where do they go to solve that pain? So that's what we need to start with for marketing. So anyway, to answer your question, long story short, and then we'll hit the lightning round, is step one, make sure your bidding and billing is correct. Make sure your foundation, your financial foundation is strong, or nothing else will work. Step two, once you've got a strong financial foundation, you can start transitioning out. You don't have to hire a full-time guy right now. You can hire a part-time guy or gal. So start transitioning out, where you maybe just at first lay off 15 hours a week or 20 hours a week on somebody else. And you just have to make sure you replace that 20 hours of doing $12 an hour cleaning with doing $100 an hour selling or marketing. That's step two. And then step three is you do the selling and the marketing, right? You instead of sweeping up or mopping or cleaning toilets or taking out the trash, low pay work, you start moving to very high pay work, which is getting new clients, getting new contracts, right? You do that work once, you get paid forever. You clean that toilet tonight, it's just going to be dirty again tomorrow. So that's the process I'm going to put for you. Any questions or needs before we hit the lightning round?
No questions, but I'm just kind of, as you're talking, I'm reflecting, and it's like, man, there's been so many times as a new cleaner, a new business owner, I've walked in and they say, well, we're going to pay you this. And I go, okay. Right. You know, and it's just like, I just accept it. You know, you're talking about net 30 and net 45 and stuff. I say, okay, because it's like, I just didn't know any better.
And I wish I could beat you up and tell you how stupid I am or you are, but I can't. If you want to know the way I came by this information, was I did exactly what you did. Okay, well, God, I need the business. If you say you're strong and important, have the money, so I guess I have to do what you say.
Right.
The reality is I didn't know how to get customers. So when I had someone that I was like, oh, I'm so lucky to get this, right? It's like if we're dating and we're a mess and the opposite sex isn't interested in us, and someone finally gives us some attention, they're like, oh, you have to buy me flowers every day, and I tell you to shut up and treat you terribly, and you do everything I want, and I put nothing into this relationship. We're like, okay, I guess we don't have any. Okay, I guess that's how this goes, right?
Yeah.
But once we learn, like, hey, that's not appropriate, and we, you know, learn how to become attractive to the opposite sex, all of a sudden we don't put up with that nonsense. We're like, no, we get quality partners. Same thing happens in the cleaning business, right? As soon as we learn how to attract customers, you have that confidence, you can tell people, maybe you guys pay net 30, but I collect upfront. So where do we go from here? That's that. Uh-huh. And if that guy's out, we'll just get the next one, because we set up systems that bring consistent stream of customers to us that we can pick from, as opposed to us getting a customer and kind of being like, I don't know how I did it. I just knocked on a bunch of doors. I don't have a repeatable, scalable, dependable system in place. And again, that's why systems. That's why I'm always hammering the clean profit method. It's a 9-step system that teaches you all this stuff. So you need to make sure, no matter what you're doing, you have a system that you're following, not making it up as you go. Making up as you go is, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars, decades later, lots of gray hairs. Maybe you figure it out to a degree, or you just find a system that works and do that, right? That's what franchises are all about, right? You give them $30,000. Like, here's our systems that work, and they teach you all this stuff. I didn't think it was fair that you have to have, you know, 50 or 100 grand to get a franchise. So that's where the clean profit method came in. All right, let's hit the lightning round, my friend. You've done fantastic. Okay. I'm going to get some of your feedback. Three quick questions. You're going to give three amazing answers. Question number one, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received, personal or professional?
Okay, so the best piece of advice... the funny thing is, I don't know where it came from.
That's okay.
it's not something uncommon or you know, it's something that's you hear a lot when you listen to like motivational
out
speakers,
with it.
Personal development.
Talk to
stuff.
Me. What you got?
It is don't ever place limits on what you can achieve.
Like,
and I've buried that in my head, and I believe that, and I sort of live that there are no limits to what I can do. And I'll tell you this, especially after transitioning, I often tell people that losing my job was probably the best thing that ever happened to me, because in that career, I was limited as to how far I can go and when I can retire and how much I can make. But now that I'm a business owner, I don't have any limits. I can grow as much as I want, get as big as I want, clean as much stuff as I want. And man, that's a great feeling. So I don't believe in I can't.
Beautiful.
But I believe in there are no limits. And
love
so
it.
If you can just take those shackles off of your mind, because you only limit yourself.
Scott,
your head,
hold on.
You know?
I'm cutting you off. I couldn't agree more, but we're running way over time. We've got to be quick with these answers. Question number two, what's the biggest mistake you've made in the cleaning business so we can all learn from each other? Biggest mistake you've made so far?
Probably not studying enough at the beginning. You need to do as much research as you can, especially on, like you said it, systems.
Preach.
I should have probably spent more time figuring out what systems I was going to need, when I was going to need them, and how I was going to do it. And I probably wouldn't be right here being like, I don't know where I'm going to go from here.
And let me encourage you, Scott, as a guy that's like, hey, I've been in the kind of the private sector, the public sector, doing government work for my career, and I'm just starting out and I don't know this stuff. I've been doing this 20 years. Mm-hmm. I've bought, built, and sold several multimillion-dollar businesses. I still read more, take more coaching, absorb more information than anybody I know. So I want to encourage you. That's not just I'm young and dumb. I got to figure stuff out. I'm old and dumb and I'm still figuring stuff out. So I want to encourage you, Scott and Cleaning Nation. That's a lifelong process, right? My best one-on-one clients that are doing, you know, tens of millions of dollars in revenue, I find to be the ones that listen the most, that learn the most, that have other coaches, other mentors, they've just got a lot going on and they're constantly learning. The guys and gals that are stuck are the ones going, why would I pay someone else for experience or training, or why would I read a book? That's crazy. You're on the right track, Scott. All right, last question for you. What's one idea, something easy to implement, not some big hard thing, something simple to implement that Cleaning Nation can go right now, as soon as this podcast is over, that'll improve their life and or their business just a little bit?
You actually said it a second ago. You said mentors. I would say this is something you probably do at any point. Find somebody who does business the way you want to do it, who's succeeded in a way that you see yourself succeeding, and emulate what they've done, learn about them, study them. Just find a mentor, find somebody that you can learn from.
Hard to agree with finding someone that's made all the mistakes that you don't want to make and has had all the successes that you do want to have and listening to them. That, to me, it sounds like common sense, but so many people don't get that. Scott, thanks for joining us. Thank you for sharing your passion, your desire to grow. Your story was really interesting. I appreciate it. I know that Cleaning Nation appreciates you. Cleaning Nation, if you want to check out Scott's show notes page, the special on-demand training I made just for you right now, all the information about Clean Profit Method, I think we've got 3 free cheat sheets you can get right now. Just for go download them. It's all at growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now. I will see you there.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer, Natalie, at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.